Coming soon to Crossover Adventure Productions, The Chronicles of Oz.
Sometimes your whole world can change in the space of a
Sometimes
minute.
Sometimes your world can change in an instant.
A moment.
A moment.
Just when you think you've got the hang of it, just when you think you've worked out how everything is supposed to work.
You're casually living your life as a woodcutter in the Munchkin Forest.
You are told that you're unstoppable, that whatever you do, whoever you do it to, nothing could ever touch you.
You don't know your name, you don't know the farmer in front of you, you don't even know what a farmer is. Nothing. Your head is a blank slate. Everything is new. Your world is a mystery.
You can roar your way through it with no consequences, no rules, nobody to shut you down.
Except that's not me.
Not even close.
Something happens. You meet someone. You make an enemy. You find something new.
And you meet the wrong person. Cross the wrong woman. You love the wrong... Well, nothing is the same ever again.
Imagine knowing that you know nothing. And knowing that you can't ever know anything. Because your head is full of straw, not brains like everyone else.
To me, the world is a terrifying place. There's monsters and witches, poppies and flying monkeys.
But you cope, don't you? You continue on with your job, doing your thing, trying to forget what you've lost.
And they're all out to get you.
And you have to keep asking about everything. And always do the things you're not supposed to do.
And suddenly you realize everything you thought was right is wrong. Everything you thought you knew, blown away on a gust of wind.
It makes sense to be very afraid of them. Very. Very
it takes a sudden rainstorm and being frozen to the spot for a year to really make you reflect. To remember what you've lost. And for motivating you to do something about it.
Because you know nothing. You never know what you're doing. And everyone says you're brainless.
And nothing would ever be the same again.
That's how it was for me anyway.
At least that's how it was for
me. That's how it was for me.
That's how it was with me. The first time I found myself in Oz.
ChroniclesofOz.com